This pasuk Yikorahim Ipninim is quoted by Chazal Halacha Lemaisa. So I wanted to begin, of course, with the Bir Hagra, but then to continue in the direction of the Gemara at the very end of Maseches Horeyos, and then take it from there to the various Mefarshim. There's a Bavli, there's a Yerushalmi, there's a Tshuva of Meshiv Dov, of the Netziv, and at the very end is a Tshuva of Tzitz Eliezer. I don't know if we'll go through the whole Tshuva yet, maybe we should, about Yarshining, Srora, and Shailus of Hasagas Gvul, about two Talmidei Chachomim, two Rabbonim, various different positions. Do you Yarshin the position? Can someone else take the position away from you, etc.? But we start from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Perek Gimel of Mishle, Pasuk Tezvav, Yikorahim Mipninim, B'chol Chafotzecho Lo Yishvu Ba. I point, let's learn first the Bir Hagra, and then we'll go back to the Mincha Shai. Mincha Shai deals with the Kri and the Ksiv, but we are now basing it on the Kri, Mipninim. Pninim are precious gems. The Torah is more precious than any precious gem. And kol chafotzecha lo yishvu ba. All of your interests and involvements in Olam Hazeh are not worth compared to the Torah. So the Bir Hagra says, Yikari mipninim, ki derech ha'odom liodai fliknois dova machmas beis vorim. The Gra, as usual, refuses to acknowledge a kefil haloshon for emphasis. So he insists that each phrase has its own unique meaning. So what is the difference between Yikara Mipninim, the first phrase of the Pasuk, and Kol Chafotzechol or Yishvu Ba, the second phrase? So he says as follows. If you're thinking about someone who is interested in acquiring something, so there are two different kinds of acquisitions, two different purposes. Oy machmas shudova yoko ve'enoy nimtza beklal, kegoin avonim toivoy sumagolios, bezehu kvoidoy. Everybody that buys a rare item, a rare painting, a precious diamond, v'chulei v'chulei, what is he buying it for? The answer is, ultimately for covet. So he should have something that no one else has. That's the first kind of purchase, because it's Dova Yaakov Ve'enoy Nimtza Klal. Oy Machmashu Tzorich Lozem Miyoid K'moy Tvua V'chadoyme. Or there's an actual utility to the item that he wants to buy, and he needs it very badly. So if a person needs food, then he's going to pay even a fortune for it if it's not available. B'shas Batzayres, in the time of a hunger, the price of wheat goes sky high. So the Goyin is adding something, I believe, here to the simple pshat of the Pasuk, because the Pasuk is telling me an evaluation. But the Goyin is telling me, because you have that evaluation, you really should chase after it at all costs. In other words, he's saying that there's a consequence to its extraordinary value, that a person should try to get it as hard as it is sometimes to acquire. Ki migeder hayoker hu yoker af mipninim, sheim yikari midabra ha'ba'olam. U migeder hatzorech kol chafotzim al yishuva, ki lozeh tzorech yoyse mikol dabar, shehi chayecha, u ma yesh yoyse tzorech mehachayim. So he says that the Torah has a value in the in the category, in the genre of kavod. It's the choshevste zach in the welt. It's the most valuable, precious gem in the world. And it also is the fundamental of your life. So it is the chiyus and the kavod, and the chiyus together form the pasuk Yikarahim Ipninim the kavod, Kol Chafotzecho Liyishuva the tzayrech, the chiyus. You follow? So the Gra is explaining both halves of the pasuk, how important Torah is, both in its inherent chashivus and in your need for it. And maybe you should chase after it at all costs. By the way, I always mention, and I think I mentioned in the past, even in the Shiurim here in Mishle, Reb Zalmala Valojina, was a very frail person. He was very weak, and he actually was nifter very young. In describing his incredible avas hatorah, there are stories told about him. So one of the stories they tell about him is that he needed a sefer which fell behind the sparim shrank. And because he was so frail, he had no kayach. And nevertheless, he moved the sparim shrank. Because was haste leben, at that moment, on the rajba, whatever it was, that fell behind the sparim shrank. So you need something that badly for your chiyus, you do extraordinary things. You even increase the actual kayach that you have in your body. Whether it's adrenaline or whatever it is, abaduntish tashur is that you have an extraordinary amount of kayach because you need something so badly and it has to happen. The other maisa that they tell about him is that there was a certain sefer that was in the next town. You have to understand, in those days was Tutzach. L'moshel, the Shagasayah came to Valojin. And he needed to learn in the Gemara. The only place where there was a complete shas was in the house of the father of Reb Zalmullah, who was the Rosh HaKol of Alojin. The father of Reb Chaim and Reb Zalmullah was the Rosh HaKol. And apparently, originally, there's a famous story about that. That Reb Zalmullah was born under those circumstances, and Rosh HaGesai gave a tremendous bracha that Yivak Seis HaGov will be Yisrael. Because what happened was, he used to borrow a Gemara, and when he finished that Gemara, he would bring it back and then borrow another one. But he would take it to wherever Beis Medrash he was learning. One day they decided that that's too dangerous. Not that they suspected the Shagas Arya of anything, but the thing was so precious that they didn't want it anymore. So they told him that you can learn, but you have to stay in this house. You cannot take the Sefer out. Like it says on all the Sfarim, Asa Lahoytzi Mi Beis HaMedrash. So the Shagas Arya was learning, and so the story goes that the Rebbetzin, the mother of Reb Chaim Reb Zalmullah, was at that time about to give birth to Reb Zalmullah. And naturally, every woman has Chevle Leida, and she screams. She screams. There's a famous story about an assimilated woman. The doctor was waiting outside to help in the delivery, and she speaks all kinds of languages. And the husband is Mamishab Spilkes, and the doctor's not going in. And she's screaming in French, oh mon Dieu, comme je souffre, you know, whatever. And then she screams in English, oh, it's killing me, it's killing me. And the doctor's not moving. So the husband says, go in, get out of here. He says, no, it's not ready yet. Then all of a sudden she gives a geschrei, oi, weiss mich, werd zerbrochen und zerstört, ich kann schon mehr nicht leiden. Then the doctor walked in. So in Yiddish, that's the language, you know, that's the ultimate. Devil's basement, then you know. So she didn't scream not even a pips, not a sound. Why? Shagasai is learning Torah. So Shagasai found out. He gave the bracha to Reb Zalmullah. So once Reb Zalmullah needed a sefer, and the sefer was in another town, you understand, they didn't have sfarim like we have, L'Rav, or you go to Eichler's, or you go to Beagle, there's no such thing. Even Reb Soloveitchik says that in his house, which was abject poverty in Chaslavich there, they had a Gemara, they had a Ramban, they had a Rajba, and that was it. That's it. He says, if I would have had all the achronim, I wouldn't have asked those alamdim. But in Reb Zalmullah's case, in the night time, he went, as a Zogtman, to the other town, and through a forest. Hat nun gefragt, my high. First of all, maybe it's even a shtikl sakona, and you're so schwach. Wait till the next morning, and then you'll go get the sefer. Send somebody to get the sefer for you. So he told him from a Gemara. The Gemara is a famous pasuk, especially when something becomes a song, then the pasuk has a mazel if it becomes a song. Everybody knows it. Ki ha mitzvah azoy sasha noichi mitzavcho hayoyim, loy niflesim imchav loy rechoykohi, loy bashamayim hi, it's not in the heavens, leima mi yal elonu hashamayim avyikoche elonu. So we would normally interpret the pasuk that Hashem is telling you it's not Bashamayim, because if it would be Bashamayim, who expects you to go to Shamayim? Nishta zei zogen Chazal. Chazal say, she'ilu hoya Bashamayim hayisa tzarech la'aloi se'leha. What Hashem is saying is, look how easy I made it for you, because it could have been much harder. But Torah, you got to go. Sometimes it's like Bashamayim Hayisat Zarech La'alaisalel. That's what that was his Avas HaTorah. So that's what the Gaon is talking about. When you realize something is Yikar Mipninim, there's an instinct in a person to strive to achieve these things. As long as the valuation is there and the appreciation, and it's your oxygen. You know, it's very interesting. They once told the Baruch Ber that the way Chazal described Torah, it's mamish like oxygen. He says, no. He says, oxygen is for the sake of life. Torah is life itself. He wasn't even happy with the bushel of oxygen. He says, Lev Malay. So that's the grub. So everybody knows that at the very end of Maseches Hayriyos, so the Gemara Maseches Hayriyos says, Kayin Gadol, Kayin Kaidim Lelevi, that's a Mishnah. Levi Li Yisrael, Yisrael Le Mamzer, Mamzer Le Nosin, Nosin Le Ger, Ger Le Eved Meshuchar, Amosai Bizman Shekulam Shavim. Avol, Im Hoya Mamzer Talmud Chacham, the Kayin Gadol Am Aretz. How you can have a Kayin Gadol Am Aretz is pretty frightening. Because L'chaira, the top ones, so by Sheni, at Snukim, you had all kinds of people, bought the Kuna Gdaila. Anyhow, Untish Tashur is that it says here, Im Hoya Mamzer Talmud Chacham. Mamzer, the lowest level of Yichus. But he's a Talmud Chacham. Kohen Gadol, the highest level of Yichus. And he's an Amoretz. Mamzer Talmud Chacham, Kaidem, L'Kohen Gadol Amoretz. Now, the question is, however, and there's a very important question, what kaidim are we talking about? Kaidim in what context? What is the story of kaidim? So, we will soon see that the Meshiv Dover, he thinks it's a machloikas Bavli and Yerushalmi. How to touch up this Mishnah. Anyhow, the Gemara explains Koyim Koydim Lelevi. We'll skip that paragraph, but at the last paragraph, Amosai, right before the Yerushalmi, Amosai, Bisman Shekulon Shavim, Minohani Mili. How do you know that Mamzer Talmud Chacham is Koydim, the Koyim Godel Amoretz? Amar Rav Acha B'Rabbi Chanina Di Amakro Yikorahi Mipninim, our Pasuk. Mikoyin Godol Shenichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim. They typed the word pninim, not jewels, but lifnai v'lifnim, in the Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's called lifnai v'lifnim. Lifnai means in the Heichol, and lifnim means within the Heichol, even further, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So who is permitted to go into Kodesh Kadoshim? Achaz Bashana, the Kohen Gadol. And nevertheless, Yikarai, the Torah, if it adorns the Amamzer, he has kedima even to that individual who's mipninim, who's nichnas lifnai v'lifnim. After the psukim, you have a mincha shai. Now the mincha shai on this pasuk explains mipninim is the kri. V'haksiv mipniyim. There's no second nun in the ksiv. That's why when you look at the pasuk a little bit earlier of Tesvav, that's in bold letters, Yikarahi Mipniyim, you see it? But the pronunciation is in the brackets, Mipninim. And that's how it's found in all the Gemaras, Yikarahi Mipninim, because the Gemara is how you pronounce it. Says the Mincha Shai, that the derivative of Lifnai V'Lifnim is not from the Kri, but Dafka from the Ksiv. Because since the ksiv does not have the second yud, right? V'dein hu chad min milin de chaserin nun. This is one of the words that is missing a nun in the ksiv. V'karyon, and you read it with a nun. V'darshu bebavli soif horiyos ubirushalmi beperek habayne ubemedrash rabba reish parshas nosoi. He's giving you three separate mekoros where this chazal is mentioned. Then they darshan yikarahi mipninim mikayin gadol shenichnas lifnai v'lifnim. V'nirali. Now the Mincha Shai is telling you, it seems to me, the darshu tchila yud kadma adalikame. In other words, if you leave out the second nun, you can read the word first, mipni, pei nun yud, yud kadma adalikame, to have him mipene. Ubasar hachidarshu yud tinyana adabasrei for having mipenim. For hainu de ka'ama yikari mikain gadol shenichnas lipenei v'lipnim. In other words, that's how they darshaned it. Without the second nun, you can read it penei and stop, or you can read it penim, and they darshan lifnai v'lifnim. V'karv lazari isha chakim asar sabis ha'godol v'hin ani. I point out that the arsameach on his own, of course, otherwise he would mention the mincha shai without a doubt. In the footnote on the bottom of this page, in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, where the Rambam mentions this chazal, that the Torah is so important and so valuable that Mamza Talmud Chacham is Kaidim L'Kayin Gadol Am Haaretz, and he brings the pasuk, he writes Nira Be'einai, Haksiv is Mipniim, Lochein Dorash Lifnai V'Lifnim. He, Dor Sameach, is Mechavin to the same Torah that the limud of Mipninim is not from the Kri, but from Mipniim, from the Ksiv. That's how you get Lifnai V'Lifnim. The same thing the Aruch HaShulchan, I point out, also says on his own. He says, further in the footnote, in Yeredei Simen Reish Mevav Siv Beis, in Aruch HaShulchan, Rem Chazab Reish Saito B'Shili Hariyais, Yikari Mipninim, Yikari Mikain Godushnul Sadaiv Efnim, Ayin Shom, Vadrash Hazer Mukhrachu, Mipnei Dahaksiv Hu Mipniim, Vakri Hu Mipninim. So, I think that's what he means. So, in any case, we darshan from the pasuk, however we darshan, an extraordinary thing. That when it says that the Torah is more precious than pniyim or pninim, it means that he who possesses Torah has kedima over someone who lacks Torah, regardless of their essential state of yichus, even though the Talmud Chacham is a mamzer, and even though the Am Haaretz is even a kayin gadol. So now the shaila is, what is this kedima all about? So before we go into it, well, let's take a look at the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, I broke up the Yerushalmi. It's not in the Yerushalmi like this. But I broke it up so that you should be able to follow it because it's a difficult Aramaic. Elain de Barpazi u de Reb Hoshia have Olin. Why is this, this Gemara, by the way, finds itself also relevant to Inyonim of Shabbos? You know that in Perek HaBoyne in Shabbos, we have the Malach of Kosev. And the Malach of Kosev, they ask, where did you find that Malacha in the Mishkan? Because the Lamed Tes Malachos we derive from the Mishkan, from the building of the Mishkan. So where did you have the Malach of Kosev? So they point out that when they had the Krushim in the Mishkan, they had to take apart the Mishkan and they had to put the Mishkan back together. So there was a halacha that the Keresh, even though it was identical to another Keresh, had to have a letter marking it, where is its place exactly in the Mishkan, because once it was zeichet to a certain location, it retained that schus, and you could not substitute another Keresh for it, not in front of it, not behind it. So therefore, how do you mark the Krushim? So you write Aleph, Aleph, Beis, Beis. There's a big machlokes in the Rishonim and the Poskim exactly what did they write and how did they write. And of course, you know there's one there that says that he didn't write letters, they made a Roshim, and that's why he's Mechayiv Afilu Mishim Roshim. But in any case, we're not going into Melechus Ksiva right now. What it says is that the Zuchus of the location in that place was given to the Keresh, and that was the need to mark it. Because you cannot replace it with a different Keresh. And once it's Zeich in that Makim, it retains the Zchus in all the travels throughout the Midbar that B'nai Yisrael Vayisu Vayachanu Vayisu Vayachanu. Zot the Gemara, that this idea that the Keresh had its specific location is malamed on human beings too. Whether it's places in the Bein Nasiya, in the house of the Nasi, because when he used to come in, there was a whole protocol of how to sit in relation to the Nasi. Closer to the Nasi, obviously, more prominent. Further away from the Nasi, less prominent. Same thing, places in a Beis Medrash or in a shul. There was a whole discussion. They had to make the wall of the Mizrach Vant further east because they needed more space. So there was a whole chakira. Those people who were sitting in that original part, well, now if they retain that place in the geography of the earth, will be further back, because now the Mizrachfant is further over, and other people will be given the front seats. Or no, their Zuchus was not on earth, their Zuchus was in relation to the Mizrachfant. So if the Mizrachfant moves forward, their Zuchus moves forward. But there is this idea that you have a Zuchus in your Makom. So the Gemara tells us the following in the Yerushalmi. Ilan debar Pazi udebar Hoshia. These are families from Pazi and Hoshia, Bar Pazi and Bar Hoshia, have olin b'shalim b'shlamei the nasiya b'chol yoy. They used to go and ask the shalom of the nasi every day. This was part of the honor and respect that you gave to the nasi. You would come and give him shalom, but it was a protocol. It was a whole avoda. So who went first? V'havu ilein the Rebbe Hoshia olin kadmoi. Rebbe Hoshia's people always went in first. Aslan Ilan the Barpazi Bishatan Bitniusa. But the family of Barpazi, those people who used to come in afterwards, suddenly became Goisa Yachsanim because they married into the family of the Nasi. So now the question is, where do they go? Do they go first because now they have a greater chashivas and have a bigger connection to the Nasi? Or do they remain where they were before? And the Beyoshia go first, as always. Right? Asun, after they got married into the family of the Nasi, Bon Me'al Kadmoi, they wanted to go first. Asun v'shalun l'Rav Imi, they asked Rav Ami, and he answered, V'akei Moisa es ha-mishkan ke-mishpatoi, v'chiyesh mishpat la-eitzim, ela eze kevish zochel inosim b'tzafoin, inosim b'tzafoin, b'dorim inosim b'dorim. That's the chazal that I was talking about, that's also mentioned in Perek HaBayna in the Yerushalmi, to be mazbir the malach of Kaisi. So what is it telling me? That l'chaira, that the Bnei Oishia was zoicha, they retained that zchiyah, regardless of the change that took place in the family relationships with the Beis Hanasi for Bar Pazi. Now the Medrash Zogt weiter, the Yerushalmi. Mishpat Leitzim means, if you learn the word Mishpat, like din, so there's some sort of a din Torah for Eitzim, or there's some sort of halacha or din that the Eitzim have, that they have to keep a mitzvah, lasis zoku Mishpat. What are you talking about Mishpat? Hakei Moisa, as HaMishkan Kemishpatai, what does Mishpatai mean? So I would have said, Pashup Shat, Mishpatai means that there's a certain way of structuring the Mishkan. But apparently they felt that since all the parts are already built, there's only one way to do it. How else, if I'm asking me to build a Mishkan and it's up to me how to construct it and how to make the materials, then I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. So the Torah has to tell me what to do. But when it comes to taking apart the Mishkan and then putting back the Mishkan, of course I have to put it back the way it was, because that's the only way the parts fit. So what is Kemishpatai? Right, it means the Kedima. It means, Einachanami, I can't make a new Keresh. But what if I have this Keresh in the wrong place? So that's also not Kemishpatai. So that's what it means, that Zeicha B'tzafen is B'tzafen, Zeicha B'dar and B'dar. So now the Bishami continues, and it says the following story. Tartin Zarin B'tzipoiri. There were two families in Tzipoiri, Balvataya Upaganaya. That was their names. Havu Olin Vishalin Bishlami Dinasiya Bechol Yoy. They used to also come and ask the Nasi. This was like a formality. They would come in to ask the Nasi, and as I told you, there was a protocol. And for whatever reason, the Balvataya used to go first. V'havim Balvataya Olin Kadmoi, even Afkin Kadmoi. They would go first, and they would be permitted to leave first. So that was their Zuchus. Azlun Paganaya. V'zachun Liyoraisa. Meanwhile, every day this was happening, and the transformation took place in the family of the Paganaya, who were always going second, that they became major Talmidei Chachamim. They steiged in learning, and they became Talmidei Chachamim. They were zoicha to the Torah. Osun Bo'on Me'ol L'Kadmoi. Now they came, and they wanted to go first, Alts Kavod HaTorah. So what the question is, based on what we saw before, what should L'Chaira be? That Afal Pikein, since the Balvataya had the Zechus first, the Keresh of Tzofon to Tzofon, so you cannot replace them anymore. But here the Halacha is different. Why? Because Torah. If you marry into the family of the Nasi, no. But you haven't changed. But if you're zeichet to Torah, that's already something else entirely, because So this is what the Gemara says. Ishta ilis l'Reb Shimon ben Lakish. They came and they asked Rish Lakish. You know, Rish Lakish and Reb Yochanan were in Eretz Yisrael. Ishta ilis l'Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Shala Reb Shimon ben Lakish to Reb Yochanan. Rish Lakish came and asked Reb Yochanan. I have to tell you something that I thought about this. I didn't see it in any sefer, but I had this idea. Why did Reb Shimon ben Lakish bedavka not answer this question? He could say because he didn't know. So he came to ask. After all, he was a Talmud Chavar of Reb Yochanan. So he came to ask Reb Yochanan. I have a suspicion that maybe it was something else. That he had a negi. Al Reb Yochanan vidrasha bebeis midrasha de Rebbe Noya. He entered into the beis medrash of a certain Rebbe Noya, and he darshan this halacha that everybody should know the psak. He didn't just tell it to them. He darshan did barabin. What is it? Afilu mamza talmud chacham between gadol am haaretz. Even if there's that disparity, nevertheless, mamza talmud chacham koydim l'koyin gadol am haaretz. And obviously, what does the Yerushalmi imply? That the people who were zeichet to Torah come first. Even though it has to change the order now from what it was before, because before the Baal Vataya used to go first, now this Taganaya are going to go first. So I just wanted to mention, before we continue the Yerushalmi, the next piece of the Yerushalmi, according to the Meshiv Dover, is Machloikas Bavli Yerushalmi. Very interesting. But the reason that Rish Lakish demurred, you know, he didn't want to paskin the shayla, maybe. So I was thinking, Rish Lakish was originally a listim. And the famous Gemara, that he saw him, how he jumped across the river to attack somebody, to rob somebody, whatever it was. So he said to him, Chel chel eraisa. So he responded to him, Shufrach l'nashya. And he said, well, if I have a sister that's even more beautiful, and if you learn Torah, I'll give you my sister in hand in marriage. So Mayudiki Gemara. So he was maskim and he became Rish Lakish. And of course, when Rish Lakish was nifter, Reb Yochanan was still alive. Reb Yochanan lived an extraordinary long life. And he lost his chavrusa and he got another chavrusa and he said it's not the same anymore. With Rish Lakish, I used to fight left and right, back and forth. So why doesn't Rish Lakish offer his opinion over here? I have so many machlokes of Reb Yochanan Rish Lakish. But here Rish Lakish is. So I was thinking, because Rish Lakish was in that matzav where originally he was an Amma Aretz. There's a day in Tosfos that he was a Talmud Chacham once before, but he lost it. Whatever, but the Unter Shishur is he wasn't learning, he wasn't a Talmud Chacham at the moment. And then he became one. So if he would come and say this Torah, people would suspect, L'kvayt Atzma Yudayresh. So he decided to defer to Reb Yochanan, who was that way all along, and he can say the Torah, and nobody will challenge it. Perhaps that's what happened. Now, the Yerushalmi is Sabrin Meimar Livdois Ulahachyois Ulachasois. The Hava Mina was that when this halacha was mentioned, which you have in the Mishnah in Oireis, it's a long, long time ago that this halacha, by the time it came to the Yerushalmi of Yochanan Rish Lakish, when this Mishnah was established, that Mamze Talmud Chacham is Kaidim L'Kain Gadol Am Haaretz. So we asked at the beginning of the Shir, what Kedima are we talking about? What is the Inyan of Kedima? You could be talking about Kedima of Kavod. You could be talking about Kedima of Aliyas. You could be talking about Kedima in serious things, in life-threatening things. You only have so much money, and you need to be pod of both of them. You only have money to be pod of one. Or you have no more money to provide in the tzedakah funds, but to give somebody parnasa so that he should live, and you have to make a choice. This triage is a terrible thing. It's the chmamishah. It's you're taking people's lives in your hands. So the question is, what do you do? So the Mishnah Harius is giving you a method, a pattern, a plan. So the question is it this kedima that the Mishnah is talking about, which is talking avada b'nagei advarim ha'imdim berumai of pidyoin and lahachyois and lachasois? The Meshav Dover says that lachasois is also like in the winter time, he doesn't have a coat, he may freeze. This is also lahachyois. It's all one and the same. So he says maybe the Yerushalmi says it's only in these kind of inyanim, but when it comes to kavod, Kohen Gadol has a position of authority, and you have to respect the Kuna Gdola, and it's not a question of life and death. Maybe you should give cover to the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. So, but that's what it means, li yeshiva lo. What is yeshiva? where they sat in relation to the North Sea, which is a position of covet. That's all it is. Amar Rav Abun Afli Yeshiva. Umay Taima. Yikari Mipninim Afilu Mizeshu Nichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim. And the Ran under Riffin Masech Shabbos, that's what I told you on Perek Havayna, he says the same, he brings down the Yerushalmi verbatim, the whole Yerushalmi. So this Yerushalmi that we're talking about says black on white that the idea of Kedima that's mentioned in the Mishnah goes so far even to the Yinyonim of Kavod. And in fact, if it's a question of who to give Kavod and respect to Sidim up front, you give the Mamze Talmud Chacham Kaidim Lekoin God La'amaretz.
Why is he Chalik with him?
Chalik with whom?
Rabbi Yechon.
No, he's not Chalik with Rabbi Yechon. On the contrary. No, the Yerushalmi is saying, maybe we could interpret that idea of the Mishnah. Rav Avin is explaining why Rabbi Yochanan is right. What was Rabbi Yochanan referring to? What was the story that Rabbi Yochanan was responding to? To a case of yeshiva. So Rabbi Yochanan already said yeshiva. But the Gemara is saying there were those who thought, not like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah is only referring to ksus, lahachyos. So Rav Avin said, wrong. If Rabbi Yochanan was there, he would say also wrong. But that's what he's saying. He's saying that Rabbi Yochanan was entitled to bring this Mishnah because it applies even to the yeshiva that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. Exactly. So Rav Avin is simply explaining where Rabbi Yochanan is coming from, that this Mishnah is referring to yeshiva as well. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't have to worry about Kerish Bit Safin stays in Safin, because Torah is different. Because when you look at the Mishnah is talking clearly about survival. Because I'll tell you why, because the Gemara there is talking, why is one more than the other? You want to hear an amazing thing? Talmud Chacham is kaidim even to a melech. Why? Because says any one of Yisrael can be a melech. So if the melech's gone, so what? You have the meisim, but a Talmud Chacham, you can't replace him. It's an amazing thing. But you see clearly that you're talking about if you lose him, it's not a question of where he sits in the base medrash. So if the Mishnah is referring only to that, then Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have his raya from the Mishnah. So maybe in kavod, you can't have more kavod than where you were zayicha before. That's where the person stays. Or to put it differently, how can I usurp his kavod, which he was already kain and yarshin by virtue of the fact that he came first, just because I deserve more kavod? But afal pi kain, who says you can displace him? So the Baal Vataya were there already, even though the Paganaya became Talmidei Chachamim. But Meicha Taisid that they can change, you know, push them out. In Chiyus, you have to make a triage, you have to choose, right or left. Chmono Litzlan. But here, who says you should displace them? Where they are. Give them covet, give them a different covet. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. No, you give covet, even if you have to displace the Baal Vataya. Where did he get it from? From that Mishnah. I may be the Mishnah. It's like the Gemara is saying, I may be the Mishnah is only talking about Lahafyais, and Rabbi Yochanan loses his Raya. That's what Rabbi Avin said, that no, when we say Yikarahi Mipninim, we're talking about covet. So Memela, it applies even to covet. Okay. So I wanted to show you there is a famous Maisa at the end of Maseches Yuma. I mean, towards the end of Maseches Yuma, Dafayin Aleph. The Kohen Gadol, when he would leave the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur day, at the end of the Avodah, they would make a tremendous Yom Tov for him. And they would make a parade, like a ticker tape parade. They would make a parade of the Kohen Gadol when he came out of the Beis HaMikdash B'Shalom from the Kodesh HaKadosh. We say it, the Yom Tov HaYo'osin the Kohen Gadol at the end of the Avodah, on Yom Kippur, B'Tzeisai, Min HaMikdash B'Vili Pega. So they were very excited that he was. Some of them didn't manage because whatever, they would stuke him and they died inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You had to schlep them out with the chains. And yeah, B'kitzah, he came out B'Shalom. They made a yontif and they made a big parade. And everybody would follow the Kohen Gadol when he went out of the Beis HaMikdash all the way to his house. So it happened that they were walking and opposite them were coming Shmaya V'Avtalion. Now, Shmaya V'Avtalion, there's a whole machloikas whether Shmaya v'Avtalion themselves were Gerim, or they came from Gerim but their mother was a Bas Yisrael. In any case, everyone is maskim that they are descendants of Sancheirif. And in the Sefer HaGilgulim, they say that they are Gilgulim of two of the children of Sancheirif. They're into Sanchmezach. Abaviyah is on the Zayin, whether they themselves were Gelim or not, but they came from Gerim. They came from that stock. And the Kohen Gadol, Shteitzach, is ganz knacker. All the people left the Kohen Gadol when they saw Shmaya v'Avtalion, and they ran after Shmaya v'Avtalion. Kohen Gadol does Gelgot. He was very upset. So he made a comment, Leisu b'nei amamaya l'shlom. There's a whole shaila in the Mefarshim, whether that was a totally negative statement or not. But it sounds negative. B'nei amamaya means the children of the Umos Ha'olam. So he was greeting them with, peace be upon you, children of Umos Ha'olam. He was upset that they left him. And he felt that they were not giving the Kohuna Gedolah the proper cover. So they responded, indeed, Leisu b'nei amamaya l'shlom, that a oisa kemaisa aron, v'loi leisu ben aron l'shlom, d'loi ovid kemaisa aron. In other words, Aaron is an oyev shalom b'roid of shalom. And here a machar chariv. So you should not have shalom because you're not like Aaron, and rather we are. But this was the whole dialogue over there. So the Beis HaBechira says, so the Meiri says on that Gemara, "V'chein royu lohem lechabid talmidei chachomim al kol sh'ar bnei odom, afilu mikoyin gadol, im lo yehoyu koyin gadol talmid chacham." It's kedai to sh'amru yikari mipninim, yikari mikoyin gadol shenichnas lefnayv lifnim. V'derech ha'ara amru kan al ma sh'amru b'mishnasenu shemalavim hoyu oisai the koyin gadol ad beisai. They all went after the Kohen Gadol, as I told you earlier. When they saw that Shmaya v'Avtalion were coming, they dropped the Kohen Gadol, and they suddenly went after the parade followed Shmaya v'Avtalion. The Kohen Gadol got upset. He was mekane. He was jealous of Shmaya v'Avtalion's covet that all the people left the Kohen Gadol. It was a double whammy. Not only did they go after Shmaya v'Avtalion, but they left him to do so. So he was very upset, and he cried out because they were geirim. V'amru lo. They answered, rather that the bnei, that they should come lishlom, because avdi ke'aron kloy m'shem roit fe shalom abali midos v'lo yesu bnei aron, and this kohen gadol who's not abal midos and he's not roit of shalom should not have shalom. The loy avdin of doy da'aron kloy ma shem kantaronim u'mekanim al kovet zulasam u'mesaprim begnus talmidei chachomim. So it's a question, why did the people leave the Kohen Gadol and go after Shmaya v'Avtalion? All right, he should not have reacted that way. He should not have reacted with that negativity, and he certainly has no right to what? To malign them, or to attempt to malign them, by calling them B'nai Amamaya. It's a gefel l'chaloshen. It's a terrible thing. That's you don't even know. They just know that they were coming. Maybe you never know. But wherever they were coming from, or whatever they were doing, when the people saw them from a distance, they started running after them. So I'm asking, why were they running after them? And as we understand the Gemara's point that the Kohen Gadol was reacting, and his reaction was totally out of place on many levels, and he was over averus in the process, no question about it. But the shaila is, why did the people chatchila run away from the Kohen Gadol? After all, he was b'tzeisa min ha-mikdash b'li pega. It was his day. So the answer is, because even though they came from Gerim, and even though they had no yichus, but the fact that they were gedolei hador was a chiyuv to be mechabit them in the presence of the Kohen Gadol. So that's why they went. And this is, of course, what bothered him even more. That Torah is receiving its due at his expense. Because yikarehim ipninim, mikayin godol. And it's interesting, even on the day that he's nichnas lifnai v'lifnim. The matter is that they abandoned him. Let's say you see people on East 15th Street and he's going to East 19th. So it could be that eventually, as you say, maybe Shmei Vavtalion would have caught up. But when they saw them on East 15th, they made an about face. He's now on East 17th, and they went to East 15th. So in the bottom line is, they didn't wait for Shmei Vavtalion to come and join them. They chased after Shmei Vavtalion and certainly gave a crystal clear understanding that they can leave the Kohen Gadol. If Lo Yetzir, the Kohen Gadol, was the Gadol Ador, they never would have done that. So obviously they are not giving him the cover that he thinks he deserves, because Yikarehim Ibninin. What I'm saying is that there was a method. It wasn't, some interpret Shmei Vavtalion was so beloved. You know, this halacha. It's not because they were beloved. It's simply because you are mechuyev to give them the cover of showing them that they come first. That's the whole point. We are not matching fine-tuning. That's none of our business. Obviously, the way he responded to them is the Chahayif, and by Shani in general, the whole Gemara keeps talking about how one after another Kohen Gadol died and that they used to buy the Kahuna and on and on and on. It's crystal clear that the vast majority of them were not 100%. So Fashteitzach, that they were very unlikely to be major Talmid Chacham. So the Kohen Gadol is not a Talmud Chacham. So there's no question what the, you know. Also, we have to understand Shmai of Avtalia. See, we know Talmid Chacham. All right, you know, it's we have, each door has its Talmid Chacham. And it's a gather of Yiftach Bedoire and Shmuel Bedoire. But there's not one person that's going to suggest that Yiftach and Shmuel are the same. They're not. So when you have to understand who Shmaya Vavtalion are. Shmaya Vavtalion, let's put the thing backwards. There's an individual by the name of Hillel, and everyone knows that Hillel's Mesiras Nefesh for Torah was Nerva Ayim, 100%. But whose base medrash did he find himself on top of the skylight that he nearly died from frost because he desperately needed to hear their Torah? Shmaya Vavtalion, exactly, that's my point. So the fact that the people went after Shmaya Vavtalion, it was evident from every possible angle that this is in fact the proper thing to do. But it's an inyan of halacha. That's what I want to tell you. Not chiba yisera because they loved the Pharisees or they loved, you know, whatever. As the Mamish mentioned, Shreiben Mazechin, a nonsense. It's unbelievable. Okay, so now, by the way, there's a very interesting footnote. Where does the name Avtalion come from? So we would say, like, you know, if you're talking about Balvataya and Paganaya, so what are you worried about Avtalion, you know? Mela, their names. But the Tashbitz was very disturbed by it. In the Magen Avos, the Tashbitz, Reb Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, one of the Gedolei Olam, Gadol Ador in his time. He's bothered because Avtalion sounds from the Lashon Bitul. Bitul. And why do you call a person beetle? Bottle. it's a strange name to call a person that he's bottle. So he says that it comes from two words, Av and Talia. And Talia in Aramaic means a child. He's the father of children. So he says that the word apotropos, he says everybody knows that pater in Latin is father, and pes is a child, the father of children, apotropos. He becomes the substitute father for the children. So he says that Avtalion is the same idea. He was a Rebbe, he was the Rebbe of all of Klal Yisrael. He had a name Avtalion. Very interesting, I bring it down in the footnote over here. In footnote number 2. Okay. The Meshiv Dover shows that there's a machloikus between the two. Mashma. The word begins mashma. The line begins with the word mashma. You see it? Mashma de le'inyan lahachyos ulahoitzi mishevi ulachasos ein tzorich ledrosha zu ela liyeshiva v'loy ketalmud dilan. So I don't know why the Meshiv Dover has such a haychacha from this, but let me tell you what he's saying. He says that really you see an interesting thing. And maybe I'll reinforce a little bit what his perspective is. As I told you before, the Mishnah is talking about heavy-duty things where you have to choose one or the other, and the consequences could be horrible because you only have enough money to be mechaya one of them. On that, the Gemara itself wants to know, how do you know? So the Gemara answers only from this pasuk in Mishlei. It's remarkable. Yikarahim ipninim, even from the Kohen Gadol, anichnas lefnai v'lifnim. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, then the Mamzer, the Talmud Chacham is called them to the Kohen Gadol Amoritz. From this pasuk, when you get to the Yerushalmi, the Nitziv, the Meshiv Dover thinks that the Yerushalmi is using this pasuk beyond the Bavli. Because for Lahach Yosai, it's a Dover Pashut. Why is it a Dover Pashut? That's what I wanted to be Masvid to you. You don't need a Pasuk. Why? Because you can get another Kohen Gadol, but you can't find another Talmud Chacham, because every Talmud Chacham counts for himself. You know, there's no such thing as another Talmud Chacham. It's his Torah, it's his Talmidim, it's his Chidushim. You can't substitute one Talmud Chacham for another. They're not interchangeable. Kohanim Gadolim, they do a job. So one Kohen Gadol is interchangeable with the next. And that's what happened. What happens if he became Tomei? You appointed a Sgan to be the Kohen Gadol. So that's the point. So the Yerushalmi is not, according to the Netziv, in need of a Pasuk for Kedima Lahachyos V'Liftos. Because that's self-evident, just like the other examples are. Because he comes first in life, because you need to preserve him. So what is the Pasuk being used for in the Yerushalmi? Only when life is not a question, it's just a question of giving kavod. So maybe in giving kavod, we don't know that halacha. So maybe kavod, the Kohen Gadol has kavod too. Kamash malon, then they need a pasuk yikarim mipninim to tell me no, that v'negei and yoni kavod, the mam's the Talmud Chacham comes first. So he sees here, our Gemara in the Bavli asks, not v'negei kavod, how do you know? And it's lach yosei. So the Netziv sees here a machloikes, the Bavli needs for lach yosei a pasuk. And Yerushalmi doesn't need lach yosei a pasuk because it's self-evident, because you need him more than you need the other person, b'metzias. The only need for the pasuk of the Yikari Mipninim is in Yoni Kavod. So that's basically how he learns the Yerushalmi. And he adds, you'll ask me from Ksus, because Ksus doesn't sound like it's Pikuach Nefesh. He says, no. V'hochi muchadas Yerushalmi, the Ksus yesh by Pikuach Nefesh, right? Because it says, the Isa Shom, he brings a riot from the Loshen Yerushalmi itself. Ad kedoin b'shneim lahachyos, ulahachyos, oi zelachaseis, v'zelachaseis. Haresh zelachyos, v'zelachaseis. Nishmiina min hador the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi b'shem Chanina Barabba Kesus Eishes Chover v'Chayam Oretz Kesus Eishes Chover Kol v'Chayam Oretz. So in other words, from the Loshen Yerushalmi, it says like this: we know clearly what to do if you have an Am Oretz and a Talmud Chacham. If it's Zelahachyos, v'Zelahachyos, or Zelikzus, v'Zelikzus. In other words, they both need the same thing. But what if one is Lahachyos and the other one is Fiksus? So they say, no. Even in such a case, who comes first? The Eishes Chaver before the Amoritz. So wait a minute. You mean to tell me that Ksus is not going to be Lahachyos in this case? Then how could you possibly say such a thing? That's the way the Netziv is learning. You mean to tell me that if it's a Shaila, one is going to live or die, and the other one is going to get a nice mink coat, that you're going to make the one get the mink coat first because she's an Eishes Chaver? How could it be? All right, that's what the Netziv is saying. Ksus here is just as much lahachyos, but it's not exactly the same. So they're saying that in this particular case, the ksus eishes chover is koydim l'chayyam oretz. In any case, that's the way the Netziv learns. But avol talmud dilon mefarish l'ksus hurak l'kavayt. Mishum hachi mefarish mikra, v'lamadnu mizeh d'tam t'chochem koydim mishum shnei taimim. So he says, what in the bottom line? It says, if you add the Bavli and the Yerushalmi together, you give kedima to the Talmud Chacham in areas where you need him more, because you need him, and in areas of kavod, because Torah gets kavod first. That's what he says. He's more necessary, more useful. Mishum kvayt ha-Torah. I just wanted to mention something in the name of the Rikanti. The Rikanti quotes a Zohar Chodosh, and it's a very remarkable thing. The Rikanti's point that he's making here, the Chiddush that he's adding to our whole discussion, is we always think that Mamzeh Tamid Chacham Kaidim L'Kain Gadol Am Haaretz because Torah. Yeah, but because of the Torah. In other words, the Torah is so heavy that it weighs to that side. The Rikanti is adding that there's something wrong with the Kohen Gadol too. Not just that the Talmud Chacham outweighs the Kohen Gadol, because he's not a Talmud Chacham. Being a Kohen Gadol, you have to be a Talmud Chacham. The Rikanti says if the Kohen Gadol is an Am Haaretz, it's a pegima in the Kohen Gadol Shabbat. That's what he's being mechadish. We would have said, it seems, forget about it being a Kohen Gadol. He's not a Talmud Chacham, he can't go first. But he says the chesaron is both, not only that he's not on the level of Torah, but that the Kohen Gadol Shabbat is pogum because he's not on the level of Torah. So this is what he says. Four lines down under Rikanti. The Hoyil, you hear what he says? The Hoyil. This is the Medrash Rus. Not the Rikanti is just quoting it. The Hoyil. Ve'einoi koyrei ba'atayra, ein avodosai avoida, ve'ein mekablin oleo schar. For aleo ksiv, gam, as opposed to gemishle yutes, gam bloi das nefesh loi toiv. Koin godl, she'eino yodea ikar avoda, ein avodosai avoda. You know what ikar avoda means? It means the remozim and the soidos that lie inherent to the avoda, which only a Talmud Chacham would know. And then he says a remarkable thing. V'amrav Yehuda, uminolon, the Kohen Gadol tzarech liyos Talmud Chacham. Shenema ki sifsei koyin yishmeru das, v'soyru yivakshu mipiyu, ki malach Hashem tzvokos hu. You know, im rabach doymer l'malach Hashem. But you see that the rabbi that the apostle is talking about is koyin. Why dafka koyin? Because a koyin has to be a Talmud Chacham. Pasach v'omar, Tzavis Aaron v'zbon of Leimor, Aaron ubod of mitzuvim shakhanim einu mitzuvim. Ela kol koyin she'enu yodei ikar avoda ka Aaron ubon of einu mitzuvim. An amazing thing. It says Tzavis Aaron v'zbon of, and all kohanim are included in all the dairies. So why does it say Tzavis Aaron v'zbon of? So you'll say because they were around at the time, but it means all kohanim. Here the Zohar Kodesh says a little bit differently. It says it wants to tell you the Madrega that all the generations of Kohanim have to be on if they want to do the Avodah. They have to be on the Madrega of Aaron Abonov in their Yediyas and Havonas, the Shoyrish Avodah. An amazing thing. And then he says, V'imavad Avodah Sein Avodah, Dobameh Mechavin Kishe'ena Yedeya. And then the next shtickle you can do on your own, but it's very interesting. And the Pasuk, Ishei Reyach Nichoyach, he learns that each one of those three words is referring to one segment of Klal Yisrael, Kahanim, Levim, and Yisrael. And each one has their role, and each one has to know their role and understand their role and have the proper kavanas. So even the Yisrael's not in the Mikdash itself, but you know they used to have Ma'amadais, exactly, and they, and you know, Chiev Shal Adam, Shekarbon HaKarev, and he's like, you know, nothing connected to it, so no, they used to have Ma'amadais. So, Bekitzer, each chelik of the participation in the Beis HaMikdash needs to be on a darg of Havana, which infuses the Avoda with a certain level of Kavan and Kedusha. And if you don't have it, the Chesaron is it's a mum in the Avoda itself. So, Memela, now we have, according to this Zohar Chodesh that the Rikanti brings down, a new Havana in the Chazal. It's not only that Mamze Talmud Chacham is Kaidim because he's a Talmud Chacham, and you stop right there. But the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz is a pegam in the Kohen Gadol. It's a pegam in the Kohen Gadol as well. Of course, if the Kohen Gadol was a Talmud Chacham, but not on the same level, let's say, as the Talmud Chacham, he would go first. Kohen Gadol.
So Mishmai Batani, let's say that Kohen Gadol was a Talmud Chacham, but it wasn't like Mishmai Batani. Then what would have happened? They should have walked away?
Probably not. That's what I would say. They should not have walked away. You know, of course, where we have this whole Yesod and this whole question, which we'll go into a little bit in the course of these Makoros by Birkas HaMazon. So now you have Kohen comes first, right? Liftoyach Rishon, the Birkas HaMazon, Levarich Rishon. So he leads the bench. Now the question is, what happens if he's an Amoritz and there's a Talmud Chacham, not a Kayin, sitting there? What do you do? So this was an issue that was brought up a long, long time ago already in the Rivash and the Radvaz and others. And it's brought down halacha l'maaseh in the Shulchan Aruch as well.